Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Today, everyone is very welcome. We have a word from the living God, a word of grace that we titled, Gossip is Irreparable Loss. Gossip is irreparable loss. Irreparable simply means that you cannot repair it. So, who is a gossip? It is the person that goes around gossiping. Basically, the person that goes around and be telling stories, telling things on people's life. We thank God that in Romans 8 and the verses 29, we children of God, we are predestined to become like Jesus Christ. Predestined to become like Jesus, what does it mean? That our lives might be conformed to the likeness of Christ. If you pray to God and you ask God to do for you what he did to Jesus, the Lord will do it in only one condition, that you also fulfill the condition that Christ fulfilled, being humble and being obedient to the word of the living God. We are children, and we are children of power, which means that as Christ is, so we are. And it is character that the Lord God is looking for. It is character that Jesus Christ is looking for us to join him in heaven over there. Character matters, because Christianity is all about life, and life is about character. Character. Nothing else. So, and this is not something that you can fake, because you know yourself. When you are a thief, you know that you are a thief. When you quickly get angry, you know that you have a problem of anger. You will not, as I said last week, receive breakthrough or solution unless you recognize that indeed you have a problem. Then the Lord God can help you by you admitting that you cannot do it by yourself. But with the power of Holy Ghost, God can help you get rid of that enemy in your life. This has become the problem of so many. We thank God that we have been through different stages and the Lord God had healed us. And we want to make sure that as a child of God, certain, you know, light of darkness or certain lines of darkness are not found in your life. These things, they are small in terms of deeds, but mighty to block your way from entering into heaven. They are small, little foxes piled up, are going to block your way to heaven. Then what is the purpose of life? Your home is not going to be at peace because of this little phase. And this month of September, like last year, we will be touching bases on these things. It's just amazing how year after year, the Lord gradually bringing us on a higher level. You have to see yourself being changed. There must be a change, a positive change in your home, a positive change in your life. Otherwise, what is the purpose of being Christian? If you curse, as the people that are out there, unbelievers that have not come to know Christ, if your house is going through the same type of strugglings as they that have not come to know God, then what is the purpose of the Holy Ghost in your house? This is what Christianity is all about. If we come here and we start preaching to you prosperity, God prosper, God had already prospered you. Ephesians 1:3, he said, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So the problem is you coming in Christ, coming to Christ. Now that you are in Christ, your blessings, they are, it is written. The fulfillment of the blessings that are written depend on the character. Character. Your fellowship with God and how important you take your Christian life. Because if you don't care about the spirit of anger, it will block you from receiving the blessings. If you entertain gossip in your life, it is also going to block you from the journey that the Lord God had purpose for your life. This is the reason of this one little fault that we are bringing today. A little word of wisdom. Because there is something about gossip. Once a man had released a word, he's no more in control of that word. Once a man releases a word, you are no more in control of that word. So once something is said, it is said, it is gone. You can't take it back. Even when you say, I'm sorry, sorry will not take that word back. When you say, I don't mean it, you don't mean it will not take that word back. What the word meant to do, it's already done. Because it has already gone forth to do what it's supposed to be doing in that person's life. So as children of God, gossip is not something that we should entertain around us at all. Because one thing that you have to know is that if someone gossips to you, you have to know that this same person will also gossip about you. If someone is taking somebody's business to you, most likely you are going to participate to the conversation. And you will release something of you also to the same person. He will be moving around with your business too. So it is not something that you should entertain at all. And you have to also know that anyone that moves around telling people business to one another, they are also liars. Because gossip and lying, they go together. Gossip and lying, they go together. You know, it is very simple. The way that you heard the story, you will not tell the story as you heard it. You want it to be a little spicy. So you will add little pepper. And that little pepper is nothing else. It's a lie. It's a lie. So they go together. You want to make your story interesting. So definitely, you are going to add something. You also have to know that, you know, it's a form of killing. Have you ever thought that when you are gossiping about somebody, you are actually killing the person, slandering the person? You see, it is not very good to go around and just be telling, you know, stories about friends. You go to one friend and you are telling one friend's business to the other. That it is, you are killing and destroying the reputation of that person. If the person comes to find out and you say, oh, I'm very sorry. Like we said, you can't take back. Because the moment that the word has been released, you told one person, and if not by God's grace, the word has not come to someone who is listening to the message today that it is not good for you to carry forth people's business to others. You are also going to tell it to someone else and just broadcast the whole thing. You have destroyed and killed that person's life, destroying the reputation of the family, and you are not, you know, definitely something is wrong with you. Something is definitely wrong. And that is why these are some of the little things that we don't really think about them. But this is what is setting us back in our fellowship or in our walk with Christ. And it needs to be highlighted day by day. Day by day, we walk with this God and we are the body of Christ. And it's so amazing how the protection over the believer is all about. As the body of Christ, we are together. You see, the armor of God that we talk about, you know, in Ephesians 6:12, the battle and all the armor, you're going to find out that the facial of the believer is covered, but the back of the believer is not covered. Why is that? It is because your fellow believer is supposed to watch your back. But you know what we do? Instead of that, what we are doing is backbiting. So you look at your fellow believer's back and you can see that there is no protection. That is how God made it. But what instead of you protecting the back of your fellow believer, what you are doing is you are backbiting. Hi, you are biting your fellow believer's back. It's not good. You're supposed to protect him or her. Protect his reputation. Guide the person to be more and more godly. Edify your fellow friends so that you yourself, they know you by who you are. So they can come to you and talk to you about, he said, you know, even people of the world, they know this problem. They said that problem share is problem solved. So it is not wrong to find someone that you can talk to. Sometimes it's necessary to talk to somebody. Of course, we come and pray before the Lord. But you see, this flesh is an enemy to ourselves. And when we come and share with a godly person, what are you going to receive? Godly counsel. But the sister came to you, brother came to you, and shared, you know, his struggles with you. This must not give you a weapon to use against him or going around and use it as a weapon to destroy his reputation. It's not good. It is not good. These things are not to be found among the people of God. 1 Peter chapter 3 and the verses 10. Peter said, he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. If you want to live and you want to enjoy life, please watch your tongue and do not use your tongue unto destruction. Do not use your tongue unto destruction. Do not use your tongue to bring down people. The tongue is given for confession. Jesus Christ gave us this tongue so that we will confess Jesus' name. Confess edification in people's life. It is the edification in the body of Christ that makes us to be having a wonderful fellowship one to another. You want to live, watch your tongue. You know, and it is very true because people of the world, they know the power of the tongue. The people of the world, they know the power of the tongue. Maybe in America, we are not experiencing these things. But in most African countries, at least where I come from, in Ghana, somebody can stand there and pronounce a curse and curse you, and that curse will come to pass. And people are dying every day. Because what you said with this mouth, Satan is, and you know, he has this structure that his agents are moving around and picking up what people are saying and enforcing it in their lives. So what they said with their mouth, evil has taken hold of it. and they are performing it. And the curses are killing people. Because that's what Satan does. Satan, where are you coming from? Job 1:10. I am coming from up and down of the earth. This guy roaming around seeking whom to devour. So any door that is open unto him, he gets a hold of it and he's going to use it. The people that are not knowing God, they know the power of the tongue. They are not taking their case before God. He said, God is slow to answer. So let me take you before this idol. And they are cursing you. The idol is far away, but the agents of darkness close will hear and make sure that what you said come to pass. The Lord has given us also that power, talking about the church. How what you say here on earth shall also be bound in heaven. We have the power. It was to tell you that this mouth, as little, or this tongue, as little as it is, it has the power of life and power of death. It is on the tongue. You want to live, your tongue will give you life. And if you want to die also, your tongue can kill you. Your tongue can kill you. So death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. The book of James, James chapter 3 and the verses 2. Let me read verse 14 to 16. Because the whole James 2 to 16 is all about the use of the tongue. But I want to tell you, I would like to show you where gossip comes from. Gossip by itself, it comes out of envy and hatred, which are of the devil. Why would you gossip about somebody? Either you envy the person or you hate the person. That is why. At the end of the day, that is what it is. Nothing else. If you are going to tell something about someone to destroy the reputation of that person, if you love the person, you would not do that. Either you envy the person or you hate the person. That is why you are doing that. So at the end of the day, you can see that the root of gossip is the root of hatred and envy. You are shaking hand with the devil. That's what it is. Your nature is all devil. It's not good. You're moving around and destroying people's life. For what? And you call yourself a child of God? The children of God, they don't do that. They watch others back. They strengthen the body. They edify. They prophesy. That's what they do. So James 3, verse 14 says, he said, if ye have bitter, envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. It is very true. It means that you are the only one that knows yourself. You know. If you are pretending, you know. If you come and you put on something for people to see that you are godly, you know. Because your heart tells you what you have inside. If you have envyness within, you know. If you have bitterness within, you know. At the end of the day, who are you trying to fake? You are the only one that is going to stand before the judgment seat anyway. So envying and striving and hatred on all that, it is just, you know, you are putting these things on your bank account. It's going to work against you on the judgment day. Yes, you are destroying people's reputation. But you know what? The Lord God might heal that person one way or another. But I don't know about you, because your soul will definitely be destroyed forever. There is a great danger in gossiping. So the Lord is telling us, he said, do not lie to yourself. Do not try to hide the truth. You know your character. Look into your life and see what is not right. And don't do it. You know that this is the same problem that is causing your marriage So much problems. Once you come here and you are hearing these things, human nature is very difficult. We are subject and being bombarded with all kinds of stuff that the enemy is doing. So we are not talking about the fact that you are not going to face difficulties. Jesus told us that we will face difficulties. But the point is you recognizing that, you know, I have to do something about this situation. You went to a first marriage, it's broken. Second marriage is broken. I mean, you are in the third one, it's broken. Something definitely has gone wrong. And let me tell you, it's not because you have been five times divorced that God cannot help you. That woman at the well, at Jacob's well, God five times divorced, but God used her to bring forth a revival. So no matter what your situation is, awareness is very important, and coming to a point to realize that, you know, it is time for me to say enough is enough and accept the truth for my own life and live a different type of life for the Lord God to use me. Hallelujah. Do not deceive yourselves. Accept the truth. In verse 15 of James 3, he said, this wisdom of envyness and strife in your heart, they don't descend from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. He said that they are created by the devil just right here. It is not from God. Because God said in verse 16, he said, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work, obviously. Homes are being destroyed because of strife. Homes are being destroyed because of strife. If you want to become the dictator in your house, you will destroy your house. Submitting to each one another, it is to bring forth progress and increase and blessings in the home. Why would you get into marriage and make your marriage a miserable place for yourself? Why would you join yourself to someone and become, you know, the person becomes so much your enemy that you hate that person so much? For what? It is from the devil. The devil. He said it's from the devil. These things are not from above. Please, work your homes out. As you are working your characters out, seek to become a better person. You will live longer when you are joyful within. Your life will be radiant when you are smiling and joyful within. Anything that you know that is not glorifying God in your life, nobody is coming to tell you, because people see, they say that you are mean. And you saying that you are tough. You are not tough. You are possessed devil. You need deliverance. Accept that something has gone wrong with you. That may the Lord God help you and accept the help from above. You don't have to die and go through these struggles in your family because of these things. It is the work of the devil. That is why we talk about these things over here. Year after year, and you are going through the same thing. No progress. Confinement. Struggles. For what? That's not what life is meant of. That is the devil's business to do that. But now that you have come to the light, you have to enjoy light. Light is extremely good. Where there is no light, darkness is around, and you don't know. Man stumbles because of darkness. But once you have come to the light, walk with that light. It will help you. It will help your children. It will help your marriage. It will help you as a person. It will help your life. You will live longer. We said it. You are joyful. You are someone that takes joy to live. You don't wake up with, you know, in the morning with all kinds of strife and contention, and you're walking around and moving around and looking left and right because of what you have done to so many people that you are probably thinking who is coming from where to do something to you. It's not peace. It is not. This is not. The reason why many churches are broken is because of these things. Envyness, strife. But the church is not meant for that. The church is a place of hospital. The church is a place of hospital in this world. This world remains in darkness. Sickness and disease is covering, covering this place of darkness that is the world. But there is a place where there is light. As Goshen in Egypt, there is a place that there is light, and that is the church. You don't have to experience that darkness. So we have to make that place enjoyable for everyone and each one of us. That's what it is. Thank you, my Lord. So now we are dealing with fellow believers. The ones that God called them the neighbor. And this particular subject that we are talking about is so important in the sight of God that God gave it as a commandment. Let me read it to you. The book of Leviticus, chapter 19 and the verses 16 to 18. Hopefully everyone and each one of us go home with inner transformation. Inner transformation. God said, thou shalt not go up and down as the talebearer among the people. In other words, you will not go and gossip among people. Talebearer meaning gossiper. You will not go and tell people's business to one another. Neither shall thou stand against the blood of thy brother. I am the Lord. You know what it means? If something has gone wrong with a brother, the Lord saying, I am the Lord, he's saying that I am the judge of all. I am the judge of all. At the end of the day, God is the one that is going to sit in his judgment. I tell the fellow believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, I am always saying that make sure that you do not die foolish death, that you are not victim of devil's craftiness to shorten your life before your time. Everything else, release it into the hands of God. They that want to kill you, as you stand right with God, they will stand and they shall be crushed by God. They that want to destroy your home, as you stand right with God, they shall come and they will fall. They that want to scatter your destiny, as they fly towards your direction, the Lord will bring them down. That is the protection. You know, the Job 1:10 that you read, Satan said it before God. He said, why do you want me to go and try Job? I know the protection that you have put on Job. The man is righteous. So at least three protection. You have protected him. You build a hedge around him, his life. You build a hedge around his children. And you build a hedge around his substance. What can I do? What can I do? Break this hedge. Remove this hedge and see what I will do to him. So that is automatic. Automatic protection in any child of God that stands right, living a righteous life. Mind your business. Mind your business, because you have so much on your plate already. Looking to somebody's stuff and saying that, oh, you have too much. See how big the beam in your eye is. Have you ever looked into the mirror to see how yours is? This is what we are talking about. You have too much already on yourself to work it out for your own salvation. Why are you going about and gossiping about people's life and telling stories and, you know, destroying their reputations and all that? And you are not. Your home is not entertainment of gossip. We are not. Someone comes to you and start telling something about somebody. You said, oh, wait. Wait. That is how you stop the gossip. I am going to call him so that you all talk about it. Oh, no. Then you know. You know right away. You don't want to hear. Do not entertain to hear. You don't want to hear it. That's it. You do this to the person 1-2. Next time, they cancel you out of their list of agents. So, verse 17 of Leviticus 19. God's commandment continues. He said, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. So if he's doing anything that is wrong, please, He said, go before him. If your brother wrongs you, go talk to him. If he's not listening, get a witness with you. Go and talk to him. If it's not working, let the church also come in. We will talk to him. If it's still not working, then this person had already subscribed himself at the register of the devil. So we tell him the way. He said, you know what? The way of the devil is this way. Don't come to the church and bother people. Go. Verse 18 of chapter 19, Leviticus. He said, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of the people, but thou shalt love thy brother as thyself. I am the Lord. You see that? I am the Lord. Hey, these things, it is very simple. They are commandments, but they are commandments that are touching the inner life. Character. Character. That's it. Character. The people of the world, they are out there. They say that, show me your friend and I will tell you who you are. You see that? One act of yours already will allow me to tell you who you are. The wonderful things about the children of God is that we don't live by the sight. We don't live by what we see. The people of the world, they say, show me your friend. But we live by faith. So we live by spiritual sight. What the Lord will reveal me of you, that is the true you. That's how I know who you are. You see that? Not what people are saying. Not what people are saying. Absolutely not. Because there is a real you. You can fake. You can fake, but you cannot fake your spiritual nature. You can't fake that one. So that is why we don't seek to know people in the physic. You come in to make yourself interesting, you are just making yourself interesting. That's it. But that does not, you know, make you who you are in my sight. Because if I want to know who you are, I want to see the report of God concerning you. I want to know how you are living, treating your wife and your husband at home. How you are bringing forth your children at home. How your children are behaving outside. That is how I know who you are. If you cannot control your own children, you are coming to control a church. What's wrong with you? These are the things that we call character. Character. And we thank God for that, because this is not the preaching of a man. It is the word of the living God. And it came as a commandment. Love a brother, love a sister. If your nature is love, what do you have to lose by loving people? You love people. You love them. You just love them. You share their grudges. And you try as much as possible to solve it. A brother cannot come to you and sharing his struggles with you and you using it as a weapon. For what? That is not a child of God. We are brothers and sisters keepers. Hallelujah. Now let me highlight some few things about gossip and we will close everything right here. We said this month is a month of washing our dirty clothes in house. Hallelujah. The dirty clothes, we wash them. We have been doing this. That is why gradually we are able to stand before the Lord and pray. No strife, no contention, and we can pray. Where there is strife, he said that there is, you know, unfitness and strife and all that. God, the Spirit of God is not even there. Don't waste your time coming for prayers. For what? Don't come. Because of the little things, you quench the Spirit of God in that place. For what? Church, start from your home. Proverbs 18 and the verse is 8. He said, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the inner part of the belly. You see, I told you, that gossip kills. Gossip kills. Someone that goes, you go somewhere and say something about somebody. You know, the person, you it's like taking a sword and hit the person in the heart. That is what the word is telling us. You don't know. You know, a little word that came out of your mouth, you don't know what that word has done in somebody's life. You have destroyed somebody's marriage. You have destroyed somebody's home. You have destroyed somebody's, you know, reputation, his children's future. You have destroyed just out of words alone. That's how powerful words are. Be careful in the use of those things. And the enemy knows it. That is why he's moving around and using you as an agent. Character. Character. A gossiper is someone that reveals secrets. Everybody that gossip reveal also secret, because when you are telling that person the secret and he goes around and tell people, he's a secret revealer. Proverbs chapter 11 and the verse is 13. He said, a talebearer, we said it already, that a talebearer is a gossiper. He said, a talebearer revealed secrets, but he that is of faithful spirit concealeth the matter. So faithful spirit is someone that brings forth solution, brings forth peace, gentle spirit, godly person. So that is why you are not to be keeping it and you know, so that you are just there. No, Christianity is not yoga. It is not yoga. It's not. It is the truth of the word of God that set us free from every bandage of the devil. It is not by you keeping it for yourself. Because of what they are going to say. And you are right. You are right. And that is why we bring forth such a message. That if a brother comes to you because he can't keep these things for himself alone, you are to conceal the matter. Bring forth a wonderful faith, strengthen him, empowering him, helping him in prayer, in everything else, so that he comes out of it, but don't use it as a weapon against him and backbiting and killing his soul. Stay away from gossip. Proverbs chapter 26 and the verse is 20. He said, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. That is why a church becomes a church when people stop gossiping. A church is a church when people are not strifing. A church is supposed to be a place when people come with free spirit. I want to pray. I really want to pray. I want to pray and have such a wonderful fellowship with my God. Corporate prayer, when we come together, such a powerful tool against the enemy. One bringing down 1,000, two, 10,000, three, multiply it, and you see. So when we come together and we are just standing there in the mighty name of Jesus, imagine all of us standing in the night of prayer. That is why we are getting results. That is why we are getting results. You don't want any strife in there. You don't. Keep it for yourself. Let me tell you what the word of God tells us. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and the verses 13 to 15. People that are gossiping, the reason why they gossip, the Bible tells us just right here. He said, especially the widows at that time, this was a letter that was written to Timothy, the young pastor. And Apostle Paul was telling him some of the things that he should watch in the church to avoid corruption in the church. Because Paul was warning him that we have certain people in the church that this type of activities are their business and are meant to destroy the church. He said, with all those widows, they learn to be idle. 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 They learn to be idle. They have nothing to do. They have nothing to do. Yeah, it is very true. If you have something to do, you will not have time to go to people's house from one house to another and gossiping about somebody. They are idle. Wandering about from house to house. You see that? It's in the Bible. That's not Pastor Charles. They are idle. They have nothing to do, so they move from house to house. You see, they're moving from house to house is not a problem. If you are moving from house to house, as a Christian, and edifying brothers. Fine. Fine. But do not use your time of idle and just moving around house to house and destroying people's life. Moving from house to house and not only idle, but tactless, also and busybodies. You see how the people of the world, they use the word busybody. It's in the Bible. They are busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. The Lord said, I will, therefore, that the younger woman marry. You see that? I will, therefore, that the younger woman you marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. For some are already turned aside after devil or Satan. You see that? If you have nothing to do, you are a young girl, nothing to do. So all that you are doing, you are moving from one house. Oh, did you see that young man? Oh, this one is there. No, this one. Oh, no, I have already gotten him. I brought him down already. And you go to this one over here. It's like, oh, that young man, he's nice. And it's like, oh, no, this one. Oh, I slept with him yesterday. What are you saying? What are you saying? The Lord is saying that go and marry. Go and marry. If you have nothing to do and move into people's house, have your own house. Go get married. Instead of jumping from one man to another and, you know, destroying people's life. You are messed up. Possessed. Devil. Transferring of spirit. Every man that you sleep with, do you know that the spirit, evil spirit in that man also jump in you? There is a saying that says that it is easy to tell one lie, but it is very difficult to tell only one lie. Did you get it? It is easy to tell a lie, but it is very difficult to tell only one lie. Because every time that they will ask you, you have to add something extra to make it juicy. It has to sound good. And as soon as you finish that, is that so? Really? You keep on. You become a mighty instrument in the hand of the devil. So in other words, if you don't say anything, nobody will repeat nothing. If you receive, you know, you refuse to listen to gossip, no gossip will be spread. Because many stories are just being told from the beginning of the story to be worse. The same thing, but at the end of it, it's worse than what it was really, I mean. Because they keep adding it. They keep adding up. Thank you, Lord. We are bringing everything to an end by telling you the danger of gossiping. In the book of Psalms, this is what the Lord says that he's going to do to gossipers. Psalm 101 and the verses 5 to 8. The Lord said, whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, in other words, gossiping about your neighbor, him will I cut off. God is saying that you move around destroying people's life, you shall not stand before him. You shall not stand before Almighty God. Him that had an high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. God said that your pride, he resists you. He doesn't like proud people. You didn't get it, the word that you are reading. The Lord said, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land. So it is good to be good. It is good to work in good way. It is good. It is good to be good. It is good to be a good person. Even if they think that you are foolish, please continue doing good. When they say you are foolish, continue doing good. It is good to be good. It is good to know that you are good. It is good to know that your heart is pumping right. No unnecessary high blood pressure. It is good to be joyful, to be smiling, moving around. you know, in content. It is good. It is good. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in perfect way, he shall serve me. He that walketh in perfect way, he shall serve me. You see that? So when we come around and we are faking, oh, I'm a child of God. I sing in the choir. Oh, I am the minister. Oh, you are who you say you are. Not in the sight of Almighty God. God said you are not serving him. You are saying these things about yourself, but you are not what you said you are. God is not seeing you that way. Because of these little foxes. Verse 7. He said, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. You see that? He that worketh deceit. In other words, moving around telling lies, he shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. That's it. Shall not tarry in my sight. These are little things, but the consequences are so great. How come that you told a lie right there and you are coming to pray and you are thinking that your prayers are going to be answered? If you say this thing to somebody, that you know that when you tell lies, God doesn't listen to your prayers. He said, oh, we are on the grace. The word is also here. The word is here. You say that this is a New Testament. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ even said these things in a higher level. Said these things in a higher level. The higher level. The lost of the eye. He said, even when a woman is passing by, the way that you look, you look at the woman, the type of heart that you will link to your look will make you slander that woman. You have already sinned. You have already sinned. So if truly you want to walk, and be, that is why I say be yourself. Don't put on. Don't be fake. Be yourself. And seek to be good. And see that if you are angry at these things, you know what? I have to do something about it. I have to do something about it. It is good to be a good person. We keep saying it. It's good to be a good person. The Lord said, finally, I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wickedness doers from the city of the Lord. You see that? And we are stopping just right here. The last scripture is the book of Psalms, Psalm 141, and the verse is 3. So as a result of all this, this is the final word. The Lord said, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Set a watch before my mouth. David was saying to God, he said, I know the weakness of this body. Please help me to control my mouth. Help me to control my mouth. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord bless his word in your life. Let this word be cemented in your life. Be a doer of the word as you have heard it. May the purpose of the living God come to pass. May you live unto the glory of the living God. Be a good person. Have a wonderful character so that you shall be with our Lord Jesus Christ. As Jesus is, so you are. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.